Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. So, heroes. So, do you have a box or a tin of chocolates in your house for this time of Christmas? Might be Quality Street, it might be, I don't know, Heroes are the one I always think of. We've got a box of Heroes at the back of the church for you. I wonder what are your favourites in amongst all of these chocolates. I'm not a great lover of toffee, but I do like all the chocolate ones. There's always one that you can find in there, which I know Bounties are always the one that's a bit controversial. Personally, Bounties are one of my favourite, but I did notice that in the boxes of Heroes, we don't have any Bounties. But we have superheroes in our lives, don't we? Who's your favourite amongst all the superheroes? Superman, Spider-Man, what's the latest ones that are going around, I wonder? There could be ones that are your heroes. I'm always rather a traditionalist and go with Superman myself. Clark Kent, wasn't it? And we have other heroes in our lives. Celebrities, maybe. Sporting heroes. What favourites? Come on, you're very quiet. Got any favourites? I noticed that the sporting personality of the year went to Rory McIlroy's show, wasn't it? Anybody got any favourites? Very quiet this Christmas morning, isn't it? I did finally get around to watching Traitors this year. I'd never watched it before, and I did watch the celebrity Traitors, and I was rather surprised that Alan Carr managed to get through to be the winner. Sorry, spoiler alert for those of you who might not have watched it and thought, I'll watch it over the Christmas season. Sorry about that. I don't know if anybody would think of him as being our hero, but what makes a hero to us? Is it their physique? Their special skills that they have, their achievements, their looks, their personality. There's many different things which will draw us to them. Looking around the world today, it can be hard to find a world leader that we can call our hero. And with AI and even with us being able to dip into the depths of our searching online, it can be hard for us to know what is true or what is fake in our world. Maybe it's easier for us to look to personal heroes that we have in our lives, people we know, people who are closer to us in our communities, within our families. Maybe that is where we find our heroes, those that we know have stood the test of time, helped in our time of need, help us to achieve our goals that we have in life. So today, on this Christmas morning, being celebrated all over the world, we are talking about the hero Jesus, who came down as a baby. Here we go. Here we go. A little tiny baby. We actually do have a real baby in the service, isn't that amazing? So a little baby, it's got quite a sweet little face. They can maybe be a bit damp at sometimes. They can be a bit grizzly. Or they can be a little bit fragile. You've got to be careful you hold on to them. They need lots of care and attention. And what did we read in our Bible readings today? That we have promises of a Messiah coming, the anointed one. The Saviour is coming, the hero. In Isaiah, we read, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. We are told of a great light that will have authority resting upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. And the shepherds in our gospel reading, they hear from the angels, this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Angels of the Lord, with glory shining all around them, declare the Messiah, a Saviour, has been born, the hero. And the wise men, we do not hear account of them today, but in our readings, but we do hear later that they were searching for a Messiah. And they brought with them gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, not a typical gift. for a baby, you would think. And they saw a baby, the saviour of the world. And the herald went out about his birth, of his arrival. So we have lots of accounts of the great narrative. But I'm going to share with you a poem. It's a wonderful poem which touched my heart when I first heard it a few years ago. It talks of how a shepherd went to see baby Jesus in that stable, how through this encounter with a tiny baby, he encountered God, Emmanuel, God with us. And the poem is simply called Shepherd, and it's written by Lisa Debney. Until tonight, I could not fit the size of God into my head. I thought he was a God for prophets and kings, men of words and wisdom. But tonight I'm looking at God made small, small enough for me, small enough to pick up and hold like a lamb. I could not talk to God in the clouds, but tonight when I look and smile and talk nonsense to this tiny thing, I know I'm talking to God, and it is God who smiles back at me, waves his perfect hands in delight. And tonight in your smallest, God, you seem bigger and more powerful to me than you ever did before. I can hold you now, hold you in my head and hold you in my arms, and know that you are holding me in yours. When we meet Jesus, when we first encounter him in our lives, it may be as the resurrected Christ, the teacher, the healer, the human man who walked this earth. Or maybe we do encounter Jesus first at Christmas in the tiny baby at Bethlehem. But however we encounter Jesus and welcome him into our lives, he first settles into our lives as a tiny baby in need of nurturing and care. Our Saviour for sure. God came down amongst us, powerful and strong, but an infant child who needs encouraging to grow in our hearts. I hope this Christmas, as you celebrate the birth of Jesus, the tiny baby, you will let that baby grow in your life, and he will become your hero. A real life, genuine hero. A real life hero, for that is what he is.